Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris, he is Rob, and we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hour number two, we got Foul or Fair with J.R. Gamble from MLB Bro.
Because you need to know.
He'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour. And then Shop Talk coming up as well. We got a lot to get into. You can follow us also on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on Twitter. Rob Parker FSR on Instagram. I'm at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard 68 on the gram. All right, Rob. Lot of extra fallout, and I think more stuff is going to come out. The National Football Players Association is
trying to get
all 650,000 emails released. A lot of people are wondering. Why in the world, while nobody's or very few people are justifying, I don't know that anybody's justifying what John Gruden said or the comments he made in those emails, but people are starting to say, why is it only Gruden? And maybe, I guess, is it possible his were the only offensive emails and controversial
maybe
emails
other people are smarter maybe. not to put that in work emails, you know, like
I email Rob and I usually text and talk to guys around the league, text more than email, you know, but I don't check generally, maybe I should, I don't generally check and to see is this a company email, you know what I mean?
Well, it's fine if you're not talking. You know what I mean,
right, Chris? If you're not talking outside of work parameters, right?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you would have no reason to think about that at all.
Right.
You're not sending anything that people are going to
be. Yeah, if I'm going to send a certain type of picture, which I wouldn't do anyway, but yeah.
Right.
Then maybe you got to say, you know what? I shouldn't send this to so-and-so at Washington, at that time, Redskins.com.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But there's more to come, and we'll see what type of controversies ensue, if there are any more. But there's at least one more, and that's regarding our former colleague at ESPN, Adam Schefter. And he's gotten caught up in the mix of this. And basically, Rob, apparently Bruce Allen, the president, former president of the Washington football team, was one of Adam's sources.
Yep, that's obvious.
And in covering the lockout or potential lockout, am I right, at that time in 2011, Adam wrote a story about the lockout and sent it to Bruce Allen for him to proofread.
No, for him to edit. Right.
Yeah, and he asked him, is there anything that needs to be changed, tweaked, added? Changed, added, or tweaked, I believe was the language. And he called him Mr. Editor. And so obviously, you know, that's something that generally does not happen. You send in a story to a source, an entire story for them to edit. And so Adam's caught some flack. So Rob G. Reed, Adam released a statement.
Yeah. Now this is interesting, Chris, because a lot of his contemporaries and friends were trying to stick up for him. He's acknowledging that this is not standard practice in this apology. Okay. So for people who are on social media and they're reading Darren Revelle and some other people who are trying to convince you that this is standard practice in journalism, I'm here to tell you it is not. Okay.
Here's what Adam said.
Fair questions are being asked about my reporting approach on an NFL lockout story from 10 years ago. Just to clarify, it's common practice to verify facts of a story with sources before you publish in order to be as accurate as possible. In this case, I took the rare step of sending the full story in advance because of the complex nature of the collective bargaining talks. It was a step too far, and looking back, I shouldn't have done it. The criticism being levied is fair. With that said, I want to make this perfectly clear. In no way did I, or would I, cede editorial control or hand over final say about a story to anyone ever.
That's what he did. That's what he did. He can say he would never do it. Chris, what did he do when he called him Mr. Editor? Did he not turn it over? What do you need to add? What needs to be tweaked? What else did he say?
Changed, added, changed. Or tweaked.
Is that what an editor does? Change, add, and tweak, Chris? They might twerk too, but change, add, and
or
tweak.
Tweak. Yeah, editors don't add generally. I've had editors add in a mistake before.
Oh, I've had that too. Like,
which
overzealous.
Is highly upsetting.
Like that's the worst thing you can do.
My name's on there, right?
Nobody knows, right? Chris, you know what mine was? I was working at the Daily News. I did a Jets Indianapolis Colts sidebar from a Jets game.
Right.
You know the Jets, the tabloid style is looser. So you normally don't have to put the city of the team with it. You would just say, hey, the Jets did something or you know what I mean? Like you wouldn't have to put the New York Jets because it's a tabloid. The guy trying to help me out put in Baltimore Colts.
Wow.
They were playing the Indianapolis Colts.
Wow.
Chris, I woke up. I read the story. I saw it. My heart sunk. I ran to my laptop, right, to see if I wrote that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I didn't. It didn't have any city with it, right? It just said Colts, and he added
in
Baltimore.
So even on first reference, you didn't put the city.
Okay. Because it's a sidebar in a tabloid.
Right.
I just didn't.
Right.
But anyway, you know, Chris and I are good to speak to this, and people were asking questions because of our backgrounds. Both of us went to school to be journalists. Both of us have written for newspapers. Chris wrote for the New York Times, which probably has the highest standard of any newspaper in this country and maybe the world, okay? And this is not a common practice. This gives you insight. Because I doubt in even Adam talking about for Chris, if you want to proof check some facts,
You fact can call checking back. Is absolute, right? Yes. Usually, whenever I fact check, it's on the phone.
Right, you would call the guy up and right? say, "Right,
is
I want to go
the
over
right
this
quote or whatever." Or yeah, is this fact correct? These numbers right? Something like that. I mean, Rob, I don't know Adam that well. I mean, I know him.
Right,
you know,
right.
Okay.
Same with me. I don't know him that
like
well.
Him.
We worked, right.
Yeah, I respect him. He's obviously, you know, become a terrific newsbreaker, obviously. But as he said, this is not common practice. I've never even thought about sending an entire story to somebody, a source. But the only thing I've ever done that was remote, I wouldn't even say close, but I was doing a story for ESPN, the magazine, and this is, I don't know, 2006 maybe. It was with LeBron. I say with LeBron because we watched the movie Glory Road together. Remember that movie Glory
yep.
Road?
Mm-hmm.
Where the first all-black starting five basketball team.
That's a great story.
Yeah, Texas Western won the national championship. So I watched that with LeBron, and then I did an interview with him on his feelings on the movie. Right, it was in the first person. So I was, and we got into other stuff. That's when he actually told me he'd never go chase rings and things like that. And so I interviewed him, and then I wrote the story in first person. Like, it was LeBron's words.
Writing, not you.
So I'm literally putting words into his mouth. I take the quotes, but I got to, you know, you have to transition them and make them make sense and all that.
Right. Smooth
so I was like, look, that's in his words. I think it's fair to run this by him. And then I sent it to him. They okayed it. It looks good. That's my voice. And then we went with it for ESPN, the magazine. But that, you know, that's not a news story. Right. It was literally written in his words. Similar to when he went back to Cleveland. Remember what he did with Sports Illustrated?
Right.
It was in his words. I'm sure that's the same
thing
he did
with
Lee.
That's not the same as going to a source. And here's the other thing. You know, about being fair and accurate and trying to get it right. Do you think Adam sent that story to the union for their side? Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
right. Well, he didn't.
Of course
he
not.
No, he didn't.
That's why I'm saying, like, all right, I'm writing a story kind of ripping on the union about what their stance and what's going on. Let me send it to the union so I can get their side. No. So I think that people who are trying to mislead people and tell them and blur the line in journalism and act as if – I'm glad to see that response statement from Schefter, because I don't think that if he would have let those people portray it as this is how he does his business and how he you know, deals with sources and he sends stories for them for approval, that is not journalism. You know what that is? That's collusion. That's not journalism.
And darn near or PR.
Right. You work for a PR firm.
Public relations. Right.
Yeah, when you're letting the person you write about dictate the story flow and what's in it and what's not in it.
Yeah, that is not, again, not, it's certainly not common practice at all. But a lot of ways this stuff is broken now, transactional stuff, you know, guys, I'm not saying Adam, I don't know what he does, but, you know, guys make deals. With agents, you get tight with an agent, you write things
like
from their perspective.
It. Yes, they
you
do.
You write things
Come
from
on.
Their perspective, or you won't write any negative things about them or an executive with another team.
This is
and
what's
they,
going
and
on.
So they give you information, right? And I've even heard of guys, if there were stories that, you know, were going, like there was a negative story about a source, guys wouldn't write it. Guys wouldn't write it because
well, like it's not there. I can't
because
write that.
That's their source, and even a lot of this, like when you see a transaction broken, a trade or something, a lot of it comes from agents. Some now comes from executives, of course, but a lot of it, I'd say probably most of it, certainly contracts.
Oh
signings,
yeah, no, it's agents.
You know, numbers, right? That comes from agents, and a lot of times the agent will call a reporter, that his tightest reporter, give it to him, and then 30 seconds later call his next tightest reporter. You know, give it to him, and then by that point it's out. and it gets all over the place. And Rob, that's the difference between nowadays with social media and when it was just newspapers. But when you broke a story for the Daily News back in the day, or I broke a story for the New York Times, people had to buy that newspaper to read the story. And that was why one reason breaking news was so important. Not the only one, of course. Getting the news out is the main thing. But it helped your paper.
No doubt.
Because people had to buy it. Even if I usually read the Post, I got to buy
the
Daily
back
News.
Page,
I got to buy the Times now to read
it. You're like, the Times has this story. I want to read it, Chris.
I
got to buy that paper. And the same thing in the old days, in the newspaper days, we used to hold the story out of the first edition and hold it until the last edition. You know why? If we put it in the first edition, and I work at the Daily News, then the Times and the Post can go grab our story, get their own sources, and then write a story like it's their own.
Exactly.
Right? Not using my information.
We did that several times. Yep. No doubt. Back in the day, that's how it was. And you might get a scoop in the morning or an afternoon.
And you'd have to
And you're just
it.
Praying that the other papers don't get it. Yep. You know, because you'd have to hold it. There was no Twitter. You couldn't put it right out. You'd have to hold it until the next morning or write it that night, and it would come out the next morning. All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. What do you guys think about Adam Schefter's 2011 snafu? And do you think we'll see more folks get dragged into the mud or dragged into this, I don't know if you should call it the John Gruden controversy, but this controversy with the Washington football team because of these emails? It's your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday, and we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. You think there'll be more fallout from these emails to the Washington football team, and what do you think about the Adam Schefter situation?
All right, let's kick it off with LC in Pennsylvania. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, LC?
What's up, Rob? Hey, Chris, how you guys doing?
Good,
doing
man. Good. How are you?
I'm good, man. Hey, I sort of sent this to Rob last night, but I'd like to reiterate, man.
You know who this is, Chris. Hold on.
I was saying, LC. LC and I covered the Cavs together.
Yes.
When I first year on the beat, we
go way back, man.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna sound like the old guy. Get off my lawn. But back in the day, man, when we were doing the gumshoe work, man, you know, we had to source things. We couldn't just send out like a couple lines like these tweets do today with no sources. That's right. One problem with today's sports media, if you will. The other thing is, and I sent a Rob this a text last night. Man, the lines are blurred, man, because of the incestuous relationship that these sports media outlets like ESPN and with all due respect, Fox Sports, has with these leagues, man. So my suspicion has been all along that the leagues will sometimes leak this stuff to their reporters to sort of like boost up the notoriety for the league, you know. So I'm sure agents are feeding some of this stuff. But like you said, the negative stories aren't being covered because there's not no real reporting being done.
No.
That's why the Wall Street Journal is breaking these stories and not like the paper we work for
right.
when we're on the beat every day. So, I think it's a lot of things and things have been blurred. And it's a shame, man. But it just all goes to show the importance of, like, journalism is still important. Contrary to how people like to
yes.
say now, you know, everybody can be
right.
dismissive now. You know, fake news, you know what I mean? And people don't want to hear the real news because they want affirmation instead of information, you know, particularly
right.
when it comes to certain teams and certain figures and, dare I say, political people, you know. So, yeah, it's a whole different ballgame now, and we're all worse because of it because there's very little real journalism being done. And this is another example of stuff being swept under the rug. And shame on the NFL. I saw a crawl today saying that the NFL will not – they're not going to release the other emails, so it's going to take some real, gumshoe work like the old
real,
days.
Real journalism, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, look at how the LA Times broke this story with Schefter is that they went through lawsuit papers, Chris. You know
yep.
what I mean? Like,
yep.
like they didn't have to get the emails. They went through. There was a lawsuit filed, and they went through the Freedom of Information Act. You go down. All this stuff is public record. Okay, you can't sue somebody and cover up
absolutely
what's in the lawsuit or whatever. It's public record, and people, if you're willing to put in the thanks, LC, for that call too.
We great to hear
you,
from
bro.
LC, man.
Yeah, I had lunch with him in Philly this past summer when
wow.
I was down there.
Is he up there? Is that where he's at now?
He's in Pennsylvania.
He's down south.
No,
okay.
he lives in. I think I can't remember
last
what town.
Last time I talked to him, he was down south. I
yeah,
believe.
And he drove and met me. All right, how about Kyle in Seattle. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Kyle?
Not a whole lot. First-time caller. Love the show, man. You guys take me home Monday through Friday after work.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it. It's just a great show. Honestly, you guys are above the rest, and I mean that.
Thank you.
I just want to ask the question, man. How is Dan Snyder not – how has he avoided all this mud? And everybody else is getting dragged into it. I mean, if you look at some of the emails, I'm pretty sure he or his president of operations was tagged in some of those emails with Gruden. And some of them, you know, with his own cheerleaders and stuff like that. And I just
well, maybe, but I don't know if he was, you know, CC'd on any of those emails or not. He's the owner of the team, though. And John Gruden, the commissioner, works for the owners. Don't ever forget that. Same thing in the NBA. Adam Silver works for the owners. Yeah, who'd I say? Gruden?
You said Gruden.
Yeah, Roger Goodell, the commissioner, works for the owners. So maybe that's it. I don't know. Or maybe he's clean. I have no idea.
Or maybe he was smart, you know. Chris, and he wasn't attached to that. I mean, they went through 650,000 emails.
Right,
you don't think they wanted to get Daniel Snyder if they could?
Yeah, we'll see. But you're right, he's clean at this point. All right, we got a foul or fair with J.R. Gamble coming up in a minute. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's time for Foul or Fair with J.R. Gamble of MLB Bro.
Because you need to know.
And what that ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
That's right. It is Foul or Fair, the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio segment. We go around the baseball diamond to discuss all the biggest headlines in Major League Baseball. In order to do so properly, we had to bring in the face of MLB Bro, the star of this segment, my man J.R. Gamble. What's up, J.R.?
Yes, sir. How are you, fellas? Odd Couple, we are back again. Playoff time, my favorite time.
Yeah, we are. I like to think of J.R. as more of a role player, but if you want to, you know, starve this segment, okay.
All right, there we go.
I'm a role player and rising.
All right, let's get to it.
A young up-and-comer.
Now, still to this day, and I've known JR since he was in college, but to this day, when we came out to L.A. to do Fox Sports Live, remember that, Chris, when they first launched FS1, they had a show called Fox Sports Live. And JR.
No, I wasn't on it, yeah.
No. This is when they first launched it. But JR and I did the debate show on
really?
There. Yes. JR and I did it. That was a great moment.
Let me guess. Was it called the hot seat?
No, it wasn't. No.
All right. I'm sorry.
That was
surprised.
Football Night Live or something of that.
No,
nature?
Fox Sports.
That's what the show was called. Fox Sports Live?
Live.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
But if it's up to Rob, it would have been the hot seat. All right,
exactly.
Here we go.
Would have been.
You got three baseball stories. And again, JR, because you're the star, you get the first crack at every single one of them. So let's get started. Question number one. According to reports, Yankees owner Hal Steinbrenner doesn't blame manager Aaron Boone for the team's latest playoff exit and is inclined to offer him a new contract. Yankees have averaged 98 wins per year under Boone, but they've never made it past the ALCS. JR, foul or fair to say that Boone deserves to keep his job in New York?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
Does it really matter? We know that the Yankees are built on analytics and decisions are made for Boone already in many instances. I can't say he's actually even gotten a chance to flex his managerial prowess. And there's nothing he can do to provide the Yankees with professional contact hitters, speed, athleticism, or more than really one good pitcher. He can't make all those high-priced guys who have slumps hit. On the other hand, Dusty Baker has shown you what a sound manager with the freedom to actually manage can do with talent. But the Yankees are built to look like a Picasso, and they function like a fifth grader that's finger painting. It ain't Aaron Boone's fault.
I'm going to say it's fair.
It's a fair ball.
Yes, sir.
And the reason is the Yankees have a problem, but it's a front office problem, not a manager problem. We saw it when they had to go out and get two left-handed bats at the trade deadline because they had a lineup with all right-handed hitters at Yankee Stadium, which didn't make any sense. So they had gotten away from what it is the Bronx Bombers were all about, and they need to improve. I know Brian Cashman's been there for a gazillion years, but you may need to make a change and get fresh blood in that general manager spot.
Yeah, I agree. If there's a move to be made, it is the front office, not Aaron Boone. So I'm saying fair as well.
It's a fair ball.
Because how much is he really deciding?
Right.
I mean, I think that's up for debate. Obviously the front office has a lot of say. They pick the talent. They pick the players. I'm sure they at least give him, their optimal lineup before the game? And does he even have the leeway to change it if he wants? We don't know. So how are you going to punish Aaron Boone? The players do like him. And so, I agree with JR that I'd love to see them give him more opportunity to really manage the team. As he said, you see what Dusty Baker did. You saw what Tony La Russa did with the White Sox. Old school managers know what they're doing. Let them manage based on feel, gut, knowledge of the game, and not just based on numbers. So, yeah, I'm fair on that.
All right, here we go. Story number two. Astros shortstop Carlos Correa got heated this week when a White Sox pitcher suggested the Astros may have been stealing signs again during the games played at Minute Maid Park. Correa called the implications, quote, disrespectful. JR, foul or fair of Correa to get defensive like that?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
But you see, fellas, that's why it's hard for a lot of people to like the Astros. This is the same attitude they had while supposedly apologizing for cheating spring training in 2020. And they seem to think that winning this season without cheating, we think, vindicates them from a same World Series win. Correa needs to relax. He'll always be seen as a part of his scandal. All he can really do is keep his head down, shut up, play great, get your free agent haul on a new team next year, and move on. A little grace and humility never hurt anyone. People going to take shots. It comes with the territory. You want to really shut folks up, then win Dusty a chip. That's what he wants to do.
I'm with JR. This is foul.
That is a foul ball.
First of all, you made your bed. You guys cheated. So if people are saying this 20 years from now, hey, you got to live with it. You still got to keep the championship, which I don't think you should have. So you're getting off ahead as far as I'm concerned. And also, look, it's not above an opponent. I would do it. They're trying to get in your head too, right? They're going to mess with you, trash talk you, accuse you of cheating, whatever it takes to try to get you off your game. Obviously, it didn't work, but that's fine, and he's fouled for complaining about it.
I'm with you guys. It's a hat trick. Foul.
That is a foul ball.
Dude, stop it. You're the same. They had four All-Stars, right, picked this year. None of them went to Denver to the All-Star game. You know why? Because you didn't want to face the music. And until you guys own up to it, and just stop. You just have to accept it. You were caught cheating. You guys got slapped on the wrist by baseball by it. Don't act like it didn't happen. It happened, and accept it.
They didn't want the smoke. All right, last question here. Foul or fair, the Yacobo Fox Sports Radio MLB bros, J.R. Gamble in the building. Fox MLB analyst Ben Verlander is a friend of the show. He's been on the podcast with Rob. He went viral this week for all the wrong reasons because someone shared a screen grab of his playoff picks, and he picked every single round incorrectly.
Now, that ain't good. How you going to be every single one wrong?
He's not the only expert to get their pre-playoff picks wrong in any sport, but here's the question, JR. Of the major American sports, is it foul or fair to say that baseball has the toughest postseason to predict?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
Although I picked the Giants and Houston to go to the World Series, and after tonight, label me genius, but for the common mind, baseball mind, someone who isn't a baseball savant, such as myself, you never really know in baseball because the pitcher controls the game, and every game is a different pitcher with a different set of circumstances. He's a righty, he's a lefty, he's a fastball pitcher, he's a jump ball pitcher. Basketball, they're putting out the same lineup every day, same five guys. Football, the quarterback doesn't change. Barring injury, nothing changes. Your dog tooting right is baseball.
Let's go.
I say it's foul.
That is a foul ball.
Yes. Are you kidding? You know how many NFL games and stuff you're watching and it looks like it's automatic and you look at it and you go, there's no way the Kansas City Chiefs are going to give up 11-point lead in the fourth quarter. There's no way that the Jets are going to beat the Titans. The Jets stink. There's no way.
We're talking
Tennessee
about the playoffs, Rob.
No, I know, but I'm just talking about of trying to predict games. The NFL's hard. I don't think it's that easy. I think baseball is on par with the NBA, but I think the NFL's harder. It is to me.
I'm
Y'all
fair.
Y'all just didn't want to agree with me.
I know. I'm agreeing with you. I'm fair.
It's a fair ball.
I don't think it's even close. The NBA is easy to predict early on in the playoffs. You know, Golden State was going to win the first round. I'm not talking about last year, but you know. But this year they weren't in the – you know what I'm saying? When they were a great team. You knew Brooklyn was going to beat Boston. You knew Milwaukee was going to win his first round against Miami. Like, you generally know the first round in the NBA. Upsets are rare, especially in a seven-game series. I think football would be the next hardest because you do see wild cards. There have been seven wild cards that have won Super Bowls. You know, remember the Giants over the Patriots and all
right.
that with
it
Eli
ain't,
Manning.
It ain't automatic.
So I'll give football next. But baseball is the nature of the game makes it tough to predict because guys go in slumps at any given time, particularly hitters. And even when you hit, it's a game of failure. So, and then your hitters could even be hot, but your pitchers are not. Or your pitchers are hot and your hitters aren't. Like, so it's just how many times in a regular season do you see a superior team lose a series to a bad team? Just because somebody was in a slump or a couple guys were slumping. And if it happens in the postseason, which it can, then you've got a major upset. So to me, it's easily baseball.
All right. Thanks, JR.
All right, JR Gamble, MLB bro, because you need to know.
Love you.
A couple
love
coming your way. We got Shop Talk next. Keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results. tire ratings and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yep, it is a worship Wednesday, even with that fire, that heat. And we are the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it is time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk, the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio segment. We discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. Excuse me. And today's topic comes to us courtesy of space. That's because 90-year-old
Final Frontier
William Shatner, you know him from Star Trek, he went up to space as part of the Blue Origin space program, which I guess was a big deal. But I don't
know.
Well,
you're way above the atmosphere. Like, you can see the Earth as a globe, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's not like flying.
No.
You hear that, Rob? Right. You were wondering what's the difference, yeah.
Okay, so here, I don't know if you guys know this, though. William Shatner and I have a unique relationship in that he has blocked me on Twitter, even though I have never tweeted at him or about him in my life.
Yes, you didn't like that episode when he kissed Lieutenant Uhura, so he was mad.
I guess. Or somebody didn't like it, and they tagged me in it, so like, this guy's blocked by association. So anyways, question is...
You know, you got to admit you wear that with a little bit of pride.
It's just weird. It's just weird.
So, you wear that with a little pride. You're like, yo, William Shatner knows me. He don't like me, but he knows me. He knows who I am.
All right, guys, you're both celebrities in your own right, but what's your most unusual or most memorable celebrity experience?
I got one, if you want.
Go ahead. Yeah.
It happened here in Los Angeles. I might have told you the story already before. And I was at the Staples Center for a game. I don't know, was it a playoff game or something? And I'm standing there with Martin Weiss after the game, underneath the stands, you know. And I hear somebody say, "You see who that is?" And they're pointing towards me. And he's tapping his buddy like, "You see that? Oh, you see who that is right there?" And I'm like, I turn around to look to see who's behind me. Because who is he talking? This guy's an A-list star, and he's pointing at me.
You going to give his name?
Yeah, I'll say it, because it's a true story. And I'm like, what? You know who it was? Tracy Morgan. And he said that he watched me for years, loved my commentary. He was very kind. It was just weird. Like, this guy's a big star. I love his work. He really appreciated, like, my point of view and talk sports. He's a big sports fan. You know that, Tracy Morgan. So that was very unique for me that a star of that caliber was actually, a fan of my work.
The one that was most unique for me, I got a few, but one that was most, this has to be the most unique. So I was at the 2016 NBA Finals covering it in Cleveland, and I'm below, back near the locker rooms, Rob, and, it's a bunch of people around. And Jamie Foxx comes by and recognized me, so we start talking, and he's, he knew I was a Christian and all this. He's like, "Man, my 2-year-old daughter knows every verse, every book in the Bible and blah, blah, blah." So we're talking about, okay, cool. "I wish she was here." He's saying all this. So then when we go back to Golden State and the Cavs win it in game seven in Golden State, we're in the Cavaliers locker room. There's champagne flowing. Music is blasting everywhere. And Jamie Foxx is in there. And his daughter happens to be there with him.
She's in there with the champagne and the celebration.
Music's blasting, yes. And so I'm talking with Jamie. He brings his daughter. Music's blasting. Has his daughter puts her mouth up to my ear. She's like 2 years old. And has her recite every name, all 66 books in the Bible in my ear.
Wow.
So that is unusual. I also played basketball with Shaq at his house. He's got a full court Miami Heat basketball court in his house in Orlando, and played ball against him there. It was like a bunch of dudes playing, five on five. And he did, first of all, he swatted. I was killing everybody else. So I go to the hole, and Shaq swats. I try to get a shot over him. Man, he must have swatted that thing about 50 feet. And then he did, this is a true story. He drained the game-winning three-pointer in my grill. Shaq.
And like then Rob G.
Shaq hit a three in my
face. This is what Chris is leaving out, though. After it was all over and it was time for him to write the game report, he had to give it to Shaq for approval.
It's too soon, bro.
Oh, man. But, yeah, those are
some Alex,
memories.
Are you there? We got time?
Hello, Rob. We got time. What you need?
Yes. I want to know. Mine? You meet people all the time in dweeb nation.
Well. I think it's when Rob Parker gave him a pair of jewelry.
No, that ain't it.
You know what's crazy, guys? So I just got about a minute here. I was very fortunate enough to work for a national radio station in my life. And so I was working there. I got this job opportunity. Like, would you like to work with these guys named Chris Broussard and Rob Parker? And I was like, I don't know who these cats are. What do you mean? So I ended up working on the show. And I'm just starstruck. I can't believe I get to work with them all the time.
Stop
it was great.
Stop it.
All right. No, I got a fun one for you. So real quick, at the herd, sometimes I fill in with Colin. I guess Snoop Dogg was in before me. No, sorry. But I guess Snoop Dogg was in on the show right before, Undisputed. And so he was walking out of the place while I was walking in. He walked by me. He's like, hey, what up, nephew? I was like, what's up, Unc? And just kept going. And I was like, it was pretty dope. It was a fun little back and forth.
What's up,
Unc? Yeah, it was great.
I like that.
Snoop called me nephew. It was great.
What was he smelling like?
Oh, man, at least like some Skywalker OG Kush, something.
You know. Unbelievable.
How much time we got? 10 seconds left? Because I got another story.
Another one?
We don't have time. We don't have time for all that.
Hour four, Chris.
We got an hour left coming up. Keep it locked.
Hour four, we'll listen to that one.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.